We're here on Daf Kuv Zayin Omid Aleph, approximately 10 lines down from the top, V'ha Disnan. And now the sugya is shifting to a different case of Chutz, and this is the case of Zorik Dam Chutz LaZorah. And the Gemara tries to clarify the source for the Halacha, which is codified in the Mishnah a little bit later on, Daf Kuf Yud, which reads the following: Hazorek Miktas Domim. We're talking about a carbon on the Mizbeach, and he received the Dam, and then he took it Bachutz, and he was Zorek it Bachutz. Emphasize the word Miktas, which we'll explain in just a minute. In any event, the Mishnah says chayiv, meaning he's chayiv koris. And on this, the Gemara asks me nolan. Now, just by way of background, the Mishnah earlier, back on Daf Lamed Vav Amid Beis, established that with regard to all korbanos, the din of the dam, as far as zrika on the mizbeach, in the case of chitzon, which is almost all karbonos except for what we call chatos pnimios, but let's talk for a minute about all karbonos where the zrika is done on the mizbeach hachitzon. The Mishnah establishes that zrika achas is ma'akev, it's absolutely critical. So even if the karbon might require four matonos on four kronos, one matona b'dieved would be sufficient, the karbon is critical. And that's going to generate a din in the case of chutz, where the zrikas dam b'chutz generates a chiyuv kares, even in miktsas dam, because that miktsas dam would have been enough to, had it been put on the mizbeach, sprinkled on the mizbeach for any karbon, as matona achas, it would have been sufficient to establish the kashrus hakarbon. And therefore the flip side, when he does it bachutz, is also if he was zorek bachutz, even miktsas domim. And here's where the Rashash, after presenting this Rashi that we just presented, makes the following comment. What's going to be according to Rashi in the case of chatos pnimios? There, where the dam is placed on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, the din is that you need all the matonos. All the matonos of Dam are ma'akvos. And that's established in the Sugyon Daf Lamed Zayin Omid Beis. According to Rashi's logic here, if he would be Zorek in such a korban, Miktsas Dam Bachutz, a small volume of Dam Bachutz, he should be potter for such a Zrika, because that small amount of dam would not qualify for the critical requirement in Chatos Pnimis of Arba Matonos. And here the Rashash quotes a sugya later on in Daf Kuf Yud, which seems to draw, from which we could draw the opposite conclusion, that as an absolute rule in all cases, you can be chayev for zrikas miktsas dam bachutz, even in the case of Chatos Pnimis. And the Sfas Emes tries to defend Rashi, and he says the following. He says, even if he gave one matana bifnim, he would be mechaper, and he'd be chayev therefore for zrika bachutz. In other words, Rashi's giving the reasoning here that matana achas bifnim is mechaperes. It does achieve a certain amount of kapara, and that's why bachutz bichayev. Now that's true for all karbonos. However, in the case of chatos pnimis, that all the matonos on ma'akvos is a kapara, they're all critical. How much more so would he bichayev bezorik bachutz, even for a matona achas? In other words, we're talking about a case where he started the zrika. And when I say he started the Zriki, I mean to say Kilchasa with a Matana Bifnim. Now, in all Karbonos, he achieves, leaving out chatos penimis, he achieves a kapara with one matana. So now the carbon is already kosher. The zrika was accomplished, at least as far as what's critical for the carbon and its kashrus. Nevertheless, if he takes the rest of the dam and he zorik it bachutz, he's going to be chayev. That's what Rashi meant to say when he said that matana achas bifnim mechaperes, and therefore he's chayev bachutz. In the case of chatas pnimis, with a kolshken he's going to be chayev bachutz for matana achas, because there was no kapar achieved by a small amount of dam. So getting back to the Gemara now, Minolan, how do we know that Yechayev Kores in the case of Zrikas Dam Bachutz, Mitzas Dam? The Torah only expresses and explicitly mentions the case of Shechita and the case of Halah, but not the case of Zrika. So the Gemara answers, Nafkale Midisanya, from a drasha that we see in a Braisa. The Torah says, with regard to someone who shechts a korban bachutz in Vayikra Yud Zayin, dam yechoshev leishahu dam shofach. And the Braisa sees those extra two words, dam shofach, to tell me a ribui, because again, dam shofach is totally superfluous here in this pasuk. Lerabos zorek hazorek, meaning hazorek dam korban al mizbeach pachutz la zora shechayv koris divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva Omer, in the parsha of Halah, it says asher yale ola o zavach, and the extra word o is a ribui lerabos hazorek, that if he was zorek the dam korban bachutz outside the azor, he's chayv koris. So the Gemara right away asks the following question: Rabbi Shmuel, hi, O Zevach, my Ovidle. If he, Rabbi Shmuel, does not need the O to be Marbe Zrika, then what does he do with the extra word O? And the Gemara says, O Lechalik, that if it would have said in the Pasuk, O Yale, Ola Zavach, without the word O, we would have assumed that he's not Chayv Halah, unless he was male, both an ola and a shlomim. So the pasuk reads asher yale ola o zavach, meaning that it's either or, and there'll be a chiyuv for male bachutz in the case of zrikas dam bachutz, either in the case of an ola or an zavach. But if, says Rabbi Shmuel, you take out the word o. Then you read it asher yale ola zavach, ola referring to a korban ola, and zavach referring to a korban shlomim, which means you're only chayef halah if you violate both halas ola and halas shlomim, because the word zavach means korban shlomim. By the way, Rashi in his Pirush al Torah in Shmos Yidches also mentions that zavach means shlomim. So we must have the word o there, it's not an extra word, in order to teach us that Yechayv Halos Ola unto itself, and Halos and or Halos Shlomim unto itself, as two separate, independent Mechayvim or Isurim. Rabbi Akiva, now we want to know, how does, let's say, Rabbi Akiva know that there's a chiluk here, there's a mechalik here between the ola and the shlom, to say there's two separate independent mechuvim if you need the o to teach zrika, lechalik minole, nafkale, the Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva learns from a different pasuk. In the parash of Halah, where it says, Ve'el Pesach ol moed lo yivi enu, lasos osol Hashem, v'nichres eishu mi'amov, the lo yivi enu means that particular korban, it's b'loshen yachid in the singular, and therefore if he's mala either an ola or a shlomim levad, he's chayav Rabbi Shmuel. Why can't he use the lo yivi enu the same way Rabbi Akiva does to derive lechalik? Hahumi boile, he needs the lo yivi enu to teach us that al hashalem uchayev yenu chayev al achoser, that when you on Mala Bachutz, you're only chayav for a sholem, and you're not chayav for a chaser. So he has to be Mala Dover Sholem, and it's not sufficient if he's Mala a Dover Chaser. The Gemara later on in Daf Kuf is going to suggest present three different shitos as to what constitutes chaser that you potter in this pasuk. There's going to be Reish Lakish. He holds that the p'tur here is a behema chasera, and he wasn't malo the entire behema. Reish Lakish has another pshat, and he says the pasuk is pottering a case of hela aver, and this aver, this limb, belongs to behemas chaser, a behema that's missing other limbs. Ula has another shita that the p'tur is talking about, haktarach chasera, which means he was mala the basar carbon less than a kezayis. Anyway, we'll have that sugya b'li neder on kuf ches amid beis. Now the Gemara asks the question of Rabbi Akiva. How does Rabbi Akiva know that you're not chayev fahalov adover chaser nafkalei me'alasos oso? That the pasuk says oso. Oso means a dover shalem, and not a dover chaser. Rabbi Shmuel, what does he derive from the pasuk lasos oso? Since he already has derived the requirement as a condition for the chiyuv of halah of a shalem from the pasuk lo yivienu, and the Gemara answers, Rabbi Shmuel holds that in order to derive the p'tur of Hela Dover Chaser, you need two psukim. Chad, one pasuk was Lasos Oso, I need for Muktere Pnim, Shechasu Vehela Bachutz. You know, it's Karbonos that was shechted in the Azara, and then he did the Hela Bachutz. Vechad, in another pasuk, I need Lo Yivienu for the case of Muktere Chutz, Karbonos was shechted outside the Azara, and then was Hela Bachutz. And in both of these cases, he needs a special limud to teach me that if it's chaser, he's potter. So it comes out that Rabbi Shmuel is going to potter up a Mala Bachutz if it's a Dover chaser, even if it was Mukhtarei Bifnim, the carb was shechted in the Azara. And the Gemara proves from this that this is the sheet of Rabbi Shmuel. For Hatanya, we actually found this in a brisa. Rabbi Shmuel Omer Yochal Muktere Pnim Shechasu Vehela Bachutz Chayev. I might think that if the Shechita was done inside the Azara in a Chaser situation, and then he did the Allah Bachutz, I might think that he's Chayev. Because again, even though the shechita was chaser, maybe that doesn't transfer over to the halah. Talmud lomer so. The brisa says al sholim chayv enu chayv al chaser. The Gemara asks now Rabbi Akiva. He needs the pasuk lo yivienu to teach lechalik that you chayv for any single carbon in and of itself. And if that be the case, he doesn't have a pasuk to pater the case of Mala Bachutz when the case of Chaser when the Shechita is done Bifnim. And the Gemara says that Muktere Pnim Shechasru Vehela Bachutz Chayav, that if the Shechita of this Karba was done Bifnim even though it's Chaser. So here's where we have this Halacha Paku Mi'al Gabi Mizbeach, and he has to put it back on the Mizbeach. That's why he's chayav halah bachutz, as is, even if they're chaser. Why? Because after the Shechita, it went on to the Mizbeach. The Gemara now goes back to the Braisa, that the source for Rabbi Shmuel of Zrikas Dam Bachutz, Yechayev Karis, is from the Pasuk Dam Yechashev, which finishes up with Dam Shafach. So the Gemara asks Rabbi Akiva, he derives Zorik Bachutz from the Pasuk O Zavach, is high dam yichashiv lishu dam shofach, from which Rabbi Shmuel derives the halacha of a chiyuv of zrikas dam bachutz, my ovidle. Since Rabbi Akiva has the pasuk of zevach, he doesn't need the pasuk of dam shofach to teach you zrikas dam bachutz is chayev. So what does he do with that pasuk of dam shofach? My Ovid Lesigmar answers, Rabbi Akiva derives from this pasuk of Rabbos, shchitas ha'of. What happens if he shechts an oaf outside of the Azara that he's chayev kares? For that he needs, Rabbi Akiva, this extra pasuk, dam yechashev dam shofach. And the chiddush here is that even though bifnim, inside the Azara, the avoda of the oaf is not an avoda shchita, but rather an avoda malika, because there's no shchita in a carbon oaf. The Kohen does malika with his tziporin, and I would have therefore assumed that since there's no shchita to start off this process in the case of a carbon oaf, therefore there'd be no chiyuv of chutz. So I need a special ribui in the case of carbon oaf for chutz, in which case he be chayev for malika bachutz. Rabbi Yishmael, he uses this pasuk dam yishofech, dam shofach, to derive the din of chiv zrika bachutz, zrikas adam bachutz. How does he know that in the case of oaf, of a korban oaf, he's chayev bachutz? And the Gemara seems to assume that he'd be chayv for chutz in the case of shchitas of pachutz. I don't know if that's lafuke malika of the of pachutz. I'm not sure. The Torah only mentions shchita. Rabbi Yishmael, nafgaleh, he's going to derive the halach of shochet of pachutz me from the pasuk ish ish mi beis Yisrael asher yishchat shor o kesev o eiz b'machne o asher yishchat michutz l'machne. The two words of asher yishchat are superfluous, and let's derive from these two words the ribui of shochet of bachutz that is chayev. For Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara asks, he derives the chiyuv of shochet of bachutz from the pasuk dam yishafech. What therefore does he do with the extra words asher yishchat that Rabbi Shmuel used to derive the halacha of shchitas of pachutz? Miboyle, he needs it al hashochet, we're talking about an oaf who chaya, velo al hamolek. In other words, we need the extra words O Asher Yishchat to teach us that he's only chayv for shchita bachutz. I suggested before that logically, and I think I was right, on a logical basis he should be chayv for even malika bachutz, because the malika is bifnim, now it's bachutz. But the extra words Asher Yishchat are coming lafuke malika bachutz, and this is going to be codified in the Mishnah later on in this perek on Daf Kuf Yud Aleph. Now we need two psukim, and it works like this. If it wouldn't have said in the pasuk dam yechashiv lishahu dam shofach, and we would have learned from the pasuk o asher yishchat that he's chayev for shchitas of pachutz, then we would have suggested kol shkein that he should be chayev for molek of pachutz, because malika is the avoda of of bifnim, and if he does that avoda bachutz, he should be chayev. Therefore, we need the limud first that shochet of is chayv for the pasuk dam yichashiv dam shofach, and then we could use the pasuk o asher yishchat to teach us that molek of bachutz is pot. The Gemara now asks, according to Rabbi Yishmael, who derives from the pasuk asher yishchat that you chayv for shchitas of bachutz, how does he know that you pot for malikas of bachutz? Nafkalei, he has a different pasuk. Min zeh hadover asher tziva Hashem, which is mentioned at the very beginning of the parash of Shkutei Chutz, and right afterwards it says Asher Yishchat. So the Ze'ad Dovar is coming to tell you that the Asher Yishchat here is the exclusive chiyuv of chutz in the case of Karban Ha'of, to the exclusion of Malika. The Gemara now wants to prove that the pasuk Zeh Adavar is actually used to derive the p'tur of Molek Of Bachutz, the sanya we learned in the Braisa, Ish Ish, Mi Beis Yisrael, Asher Yishchat, Shar, O Kesev, O Eiz. Aimly, I don't know that he's Chayv Ella in the case of Shochet Behema. He Shechts the Behema's Kodshim Bachutz, because the three cases mentioned in the Torah, Shar, Kesef, O, Eiz, they're all behemos. Is Shochat Of, meaning Bachutz, mean Nolan, how do we know that he's Chayv? Tamad Lomar, O, Asher Yishchat. So from these superfluous words come to teach me a ribui that he's Chayv for Shochat Of Bachutz. Yochal, I might think of Hamolek, that Malikas Of Bachutz is Chayv, Vidinu, and it makes sense logically. Al pisvar mashchita di ein ze derech hechshera is bifnim chayov. I'm sorry, ein ze derech hechshera bifnim is nevertheless he's chayov. So in the case of Of, the derech hechshera bifnim is through malika, not through shchita. Is therefore malika she derech hechshera bifnim ein odin shu chayov. I would certainly conclude logically that he be chayov for malika bachutz. And therefore, Talmud Lomar, I need the pasuk Zeh Adavar Shetziv Hashem to establish that he's only chayv for shchita and not for malika. For Rabbi Akiva, he derives the p'tur of molek of bachutz from the pasuk Asher Yishchat. What does he need? What does he do with the Zeh Adavar? Omar Lach, Rabbi Akiva will say, Ahu mi boile, he needs it li gzereshava. He needs the pasuk Zeh Adavar for a gzeres shava. Now this gzeres shava is formulated in the Gemara Nedarim Daf Ayin Ches. It says in the parasha of Shchut Echutz, Daber el Aaron v'el Banov v'el Kol Bnei Yisrael v'marta lehem Zeh Adavar Shatziv Hashem Lemar. And in the parasha Nedarim, in Matos, it says in Bamidbar Lamed Vayidaber Moshe El Rosh Amatos Livnei Yisrael Emar Zeh Hadavar Shatziva Hashem. This establishes a gzeres shava between Shchut Echutz and Nedarim. And what does this mean? Shchut Echutz mean Nedarim, and Nedarim mean Shchut Echutz in both directions. Shchut Echutz mean Nedarim. What do I derive from Nedarim to the case of Shchut Echutz? That Kshem, just like in Nedarim, is there's she'ela and there's hafara, she'ela in the case of a chacham and hafara in the case of the baal, is so too in hegdesh, is there likewise there's she'ela to be matir hegdesh. And that's derived from this pasuk Zeh Adavar in the parash of Shchut Echutz. Nedarim Mishchita Schutz. What halacha does Shchita Schutz teach me about Nedarim through this Gzeres Shava? And the answer is Kshem Sheshchut Echutz. It says Aaron Ubanav Chol Yisrael Af B'Nedarim Aaron Ubanav Chol Yisrael, to teach us that our first Nedarim is B'Shlosha Idiotos. Even though the pasuk opens up the parasha of Nedarim with Rashi Amatos, which is Mashma Only Mumchim, Kamash Malon, this Gzeres Shava to Hegdesh is going to teach us that three people like Aaron Ubanav Kol Yisrael make up a tribunal for the purpose of Hataras Nidore. Now, it would seem that Rabbi Yishmael doesn't have this extra Zeh Adavar for the Gzeres Shava, because he needs the Zeh Adavar to exclude Malika in the case of an Of Bachutz. So I'm not sure whether or not there's She'elah and Hegdesh according to Rabbi Shmuel. If he doesn't have a pasuk to teach me that you could be She'elah on Hegdesh like you'd be She'elah on Nedarim. However, the Keren Ora in Nedarim claims that even Rabbi Shmuel agrees that there's She'elah and Hegdesh, and he suggests the possibility that Rabbi Shmuel darshans the pasuk Zeh Adavar for two different things. One, to patter up the molek of b'chutz, and number two, for the gzeres shava. Now the Gemara wants to clarify the source for, in the case of Komets Mincha, or, for example, the case of Kabbalah's Dam, if this or any of these happen outside the Azara, there's no Chiyuv Karis. And the Gemara clarifies, V'hadisnan, we'll have in a Mishnah later on Kuf Yud Beis Amid Beis HaKomets, if the person does Kmitza from the Karban Mincha, and he wasn't Makdir it, or alternatively is Mekabel Domim of the Karban that was Shechted Bachutz, Potter. In these cases, he's Potter. And that's what the Gemara wants to know, Minolan. How do we know what's the source for the Ptur in these cases of Hakomes Mikarbim Mincha Velo Ketira and Hamakabel Domim in the case of a carbon that was Shechted Bachutz, that he's Potter for the Kabbalah's Dam Bachutz? Now let's just mention that Karban Mincha comes from Solas. The Torah says you have to take out the Solas from the Solas. You have to take what's called a Mole Kometz, and that's what they're Makdir on the Mizbeach. Our case here is addressing the scenario where he wasn't Makdir the Kometz. If he was Makdir the Kometz Bachutz, then he'd be Chai for the Akhtaris Kometz, and that's a Mishnah later on. But here we're talking about a case where he wasn't Makdir the Kometz and he just did the Kmitza without the Akhtar. If he did the Akhtar, then he'd be Chai for the Akhtar. Of course we're talking Chutz, but he only did Kmitza. So the Gemara says the following. I don't understand your question. Your premise when you ask the question Minolon is that in these cases he should be chayav. Meichad tesi the chayav. What was the Hava meaning to say that in the case of Komets he should be chayav, or in the case of Kabbalah's Dam Bachutz he should be chayav? So the Gemara now wants to clarify, is there a pasuk that is necessary to teach me that it's potter? Meaning, explain to me the Hava meaning that would have perhaps generated a need to come lafuki for the Havmina, Havmina that we would say that in these cases he should be chayav. So the Gemara says the following, if you're going to tell me teise mishchita, meaning let's compare these cases to the case of shchita, again, obviously the Gemara is holding on Shimon Adin, but in any event, now what's the equation between shchita, where he's chayav bachutz, and these other cases? He says, mal shchita, there's no basis for a derivation from shchita, because shekein efseles shaloli ochlin bepesach. If he shechs a carbon pesach for someone who's not roy lechol, he's a zaken or a choli, he's going to passel up the carbon, because the shchita of the carbon pesach has to be for ochlin. Right, and in the case of Komets, there's no such thing as a psul of shalom yochlov, and the same is true in Kabbalah's Damim. There should be no psul in that case. So again, in Komets, it's not shaychus to talk about a psul of shalom yochlov. That only applies to Karban Pesach exclusively, and Kabbalah's Dam cannot be derived from Shechita to passel it, because Kabbalah's Dam, even in the case of Karban Pesach itself, for someone who's not Roy Lechol, a Zokin or a Chola, that wouldn't passel the Karban, because Tachusu teaches us that the Shechita has to happen for someone who's Roy Lachila. Kabbalah's Dam is not included in this requirement. So again, what the Gemara is pointing out is that if your basis for this so-called Havamino, that Komets or Mekabel Dam Bachutz should be Chayav, such that you ask the question Minolon, is a comparison analogy to Shechita, that analogy is not a good one, because in the case of Shechita we have a special halacha that applies in the case of Karban Pesach, that the Shechita If it was for Shloli Yochlov, Pasul's up to Karb. And now you're going to suggest Tesei Mizrika, perhaps just like Zrika's Dom is Chayev Bachutz, so too you should be Chayev for Komeitz or Mekabel Dam Bachutz, as well as Zrika Shekein, there's a Chumran Zrika, that a Zar who did the Zrika on him is Be'ech is Chayev of Misa. We don't find such a parallel din in Kabbalah Sadam or in Kmitza that a Zar should be Chayev. Again, a Zar is Osir, but he's not Chayev Misa for such a thing. So we cannot derive therefore Kabbalah Sadam and Kmitza from Zrika Sadam. Zrika Sadam is so much more Chomor. By the way, the Gemara in Masechta Yuma establishes the name of Rav. There are four avodos for which a Zar is Chayev Aleihem Misa. One of them is Zrika. And what's not included on the list is Kmitza or Kabbalah Sadam. He says here in the footnote that Rav in Masechta Yuma Darshins from Vavadatem Loshen Avoda Tama. Avoda Tama means the Avoda that completes the Avodos of the Karbon, as opposed to an Avoda Shiyesh Achreel Od Avoda like Zrika, which is the completion of the Avodah Sadam, but Kabbalah Sadam is too early, there's still Zrika afterwards. Kmitza is something that precedes Haktorah, so therefore it's not the Avadatem Avodatom. Now we're turning to Kuv Zayin Amid Beis. The Gemara says, maybe we could set up a Tzadah Shoveh, Teisei Mi Beinaya. In other words, if you're going to suggest the pircha to shechita because it passes shalol yochlov in Karb Pesach, which is not true, neither in the case of kmitza kabbalah's dam, then let's talk about zrika. Zrika yechay bachutz, even though there's no psul of shalol yochlov in Pesach, and that yechay bachutz. And if you're going to tell me mal is zrika because a zar is chayv lev misa in the case of zrika, which is not true in the case of kmitza and kabbalah's dam, then we'll go back to shechita. Shechita tokia because it's ksher bizar. So let's set up a tzadah shoveh. The lowest common denominator in both of these cases, they're both called an avoda and yechai fachutz, and so too kometzu mekabel dam and kabbalas damim are also an avoda and he should be chayv lem bachutz. The Gemara rejects this, and the Gemara tries to prove now that there's no chiyuv on avodas chutz that could be derived from a tzadah shoveh, and as a result of this pilpul that we're going to go through now, it becomes clear what the source is that in the cases of komets and mekabel domin bachutz is potur. In Cain, says the Gemara, if it's possible to be mechayev based on this limit of a tzadah shoveh, a person who does an avodas chutz, even avodos that are not explicit in the pasuk, as we gave the examples of komets and kabbalas dam, is lo yomer bezrika v'teisei mi binayu. Why did the Torah have to tell me about zrika b'chutz? The Gemara on Amud Aleph derived according to Rabbi Shmuel from the pasuk dam yechosh v'dam shafach, or Rabbi Kiva derives it from the pasuk of o zava. Is why not derive it from a tzadah shoveh? And the Torah didn't have to go ahead and spell this out. What would be the tzadah shoveh? Teisei mishchita. Amal shchita shkein nifseles shelo leochlo v'pesach. Teisei me'allah. Amal allah shkein yeshna b'mincha. Is teisei mi'beinei. In other words, if you're going to say I can't derive these cases from shchita, when I say these cases, I mean Zrika Bachutz, because Shechita has this special super duper chumra of a Shechita Shalola Ochlov in Pesach, which passes the Karbon. So let me derive it from Halah. We find that Yechayef Halah Bachutz is, let's derive from that you should be Chayef Zrika Bachutz. So on that I have a Pircha, Mala Halah Shekein Yeshna B'mincha, that the Chiyuv of Halah applies even to a Karban Mincha.
In other words, karbonos mincha, which come from solas, the kohen has to be motzi, has to take out a komitz from the mincha, and he's makdir on the mizbeach. And with the exception of minchas kohen, that you makdir everything on gabi mizbeach, and shtei lechem on chagas sukos, that come from chometz, and there's no aktor klal. But as a general rule, a korban mincha that's coming from solas, the kohen takes off the komitz, and he's makdir it on al gabi mizbeach. And if he does that bachutz, then he be chayav. His tomar bezrikas adam she'eno sheyeches bekorban mincha. So there's no possibility of zrikas adam in the case of a korban mincha. So therefore, from shechita alone or from halal alone, you cannot derive any conclusions about zrika bachutz. However, teisimi beinayu, let's join forces, and we don't need the pasuk by zrika, whatever the pasuk is, Rabbi Shmuel or Rabbi Akiva, and we're going to have a tzad shav from shechita and halal. And if you'll answer, well, you can't derive zrika from shechita because shechita has a special chumra, then halal tochia doesn't have the special chumra of shaloli ochlov. And if you'll tell me mala halal that it applies to mincha, but shechita is irrelevant, inapplicable to mincha. So the tzad shove is that you have here an avodah and you chayef for chutz. Let's derive zrika from this, and we don't need a posk for zrika. And the answer is lahachi ksiv kra. That's why the pasuk came along as a separate pasuk miyuchad to be mechayev the zorik bachutz. And the reason why the Torah felt compelled to do so is to teach us that we should not derive zorik bachutz from this tzad hashav. Even though, again, in theory, we could have derived zrika bachutz from the tzad hashav, and we'd be mechayev the ovei bachutz avodah she'eino mefurashes b'pasuk. But nevertheless, we don't derive it from a tzad hashav. And the proof is because the Torah, in the case of zrika bachutz, went out of its way to spell it out. So therefore, this is going to be the source to patter up a kometz and a kabbal's domin bachutz, because we have a rule here that's established based on zrika that we don't derive a chiyuv of chutz from a tzad hashav. Now Tosfos, Divrei Maskil Lahachi, is bothered. Why does the Gemara need this source to be mechadish a p'tur of komets and mekabel domim bachutz? Later on, the Gemara says that we derive the p'tur from a pasuk asher yale ola o zevach, meaning mahalah she gemara vodav kol she gemara malach lemay komets v'mekabel domim v'chol dover she'eno gemara vodav. And he quotes here the Tzon Kodshim in the Likutei Halachas, who says that this Gemara reflects the shitos of Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva that needed psukim to teach us the chiyuv of zorik bachutz. They didn't derive it from the fact that it's a Gemara Voda. In other words, they didn't darshan the pasuk with the Gemara's drasha later on, and therefore they need a different source for the p'tur of komets and mekabel domet. The Gemara now quotes a machlokes with regard to the different chiyuvim of a shochet and a zorek when he did both of them bachutz behelim achas. Omer biavo shochat v'zorak. If he did both the shechita, the korban bachutz outside the azorek, and he did the zrika of doma bachutz, and this was all the shogig melam achas, is ledivrei Rabbi Yishmael, who derives, as we saw in Oman Aleph, the chiyuv of zorek from the pasuk dam yichoshev dam shofach, which is formulated by the Torah with regard to the chiyuv kares for shechitas chutz, is chayav achas. In this case, Rabbi Yishmael would say that you're only chayav one chatas for both violations. Why? Because with regard to both of them, the Torah gave us one azara and one onesh. And that's Rabbi Shmuel, who derives the Zrikas Dam Bachutz from the Pasuk Dam Yichoshev, Dam Shafk, which is the same parsha, same Pasuk, as Shchutechutz. So if he did the Shchit of the Karmachutz and the Zrikas Adam Bachutz, he's only Chayev one, because he's only violated one Isa. Because there's one Asar and one Onus for both of them. However, the Divrei Rabbi Akiva, who derives, as we saw in Amud Aleph, the Chiyuv of Zorik Bachutz from the Pasuk O Zevach, which is said with regard to the Chiyuv Karis Fa'alah Bachutz, is then Chayev Shtayim. You should be Chayev once for the Shkita Bachutz and another time for the Zrika Bachutz. They'll have to bring two Chatos because they're two different Chiyuvei Karis that are separate one from the other. And therefore we consider them like Lavim and Isurim Nifradim, separate Isurim. Abai says no. Afilu l'divrei Rabbi Akiva. In the case of Shochet and Zorik Bachutz, Enu Chayv Ela Achas, he's only Chayv one Chatas for both of them. Not like we said before, he's Chayv Shtayim. And the reason for it is Mishum Diyama Kra, the Pasuk, I'll read the whole Pasuk, it says, Ki im ba'makom asher yivchar Hashem ba'chad shvatecha shom ta'alel osecha v'shom ta'aseh kol asher anochi mitzavcha. And clearly the Torah is separating here between the halah and all the other asiyas of a karmon, which are combined together. The Torah singles out halah bifnei atzma, and that's what it says here, that visham taseh is, we derive from this that HaKosav HaSon L'Kulam Avoda Achas, all the Avodas of the Karbon with the exception of Allah are integrated to form one whole indivisible Avoda, as the Gemara calls it, Avoda Achas, and therefore in the case of Shkita and Zrika Be'elam Echad, he's Chayav only one Chatas. So again, the first presentation where Rabbi Yavo understands that according to Rabbi Akiva, since there are two parshios, one for Shechita and the other for Zrika, and we have the Pasuk O Zevach, which teaches me the Chiyuv Karis for Halah Bechutz. I'm sorry, in the context of that Pasuk, is therefore the Shechita Rabbi Avo is that Rabbi Akiva would be Mechayev Shtayim. The two Chiyuvei Karis that are separate one from the other. But Abai disagrees, and he says that even Rabbi Akiva agrees that there's only one violation here for all the Avodos, and that is the case of Halah Bachutz. So therefore, if we combine all the Avodos together, it's considered that he violated the same Iser over and over again, and it's like Avoda Achas, and therefore he's only going to bring one Chatas. So if a person violated both Shechita and Zrika Behelim Achas, even Rabbi Akiva, based on this drasha, is going to agree that he's only Chayev Chatas Achas. And again, it's all based on the extra words Visham Tase. Now the Gemara brings an additional Machlokes about the chiyuv or the chiluk chiyuvim of Zorik and Mala Bachutz Be'elam Achas, because until now we were talking about Shechita Bachutz and then Zrika Bachutz, and we came to the conclusion that you're only Chayev Achas, and even Rabbi Akiva apparently would say you're only Chayev Achas, but that's Shechita and Zrika. Now the Gemara is picking up a slightly different topic, and that's Zrika and Halah. So he was Zorik the Dam of the Karban Bachutz, and then he went ahead and he was Mala the Karban Bachutz, and all this he did in the Shogeg Be'elam Achas. L'divrei Rabbi Shmuel Chayev Shtayim, L'divrei Rabbi Akiva Ein Chayev Ela Achas. According to Rabbi Shmuel, who derives the Chiyuv Zorik Dam Bachutz from the Pasuk that is written by the Chiyuv Shochet, is Chayev Shtayim. There's one Chiyuv for the Zrika and one Chiyuv for the Halah. But according to Rabbi Akiva, he derives the chiyuv of Zorik Bachutz from the pasuk that's written by Allah Bachutz. Is there feinu chayiv ala achas? Because there's only one lav that's called both Zrika and Halah. Abai Omar, and this we could have anticipated, Afilu Lidivrei Rabbi Akiva, Chayev Shtayim. Even Rabbi Akiva would agree that in the case of Zrika and Halah, he should be Chayev Shtayim. It's a little bit of a twist here. Before we said in the name of Rabbi Akiva, in the name of Abai, interpreting Rabbi Akiva in Shokhei Vizorek, that he's going to be chayv only one. Here, he's saying, Abai, that according to Rabbi Akiva, he's going to be chayv shtayim for Zrik and Allah. And here, Rabbi Akiva agrees to the Shitas Chachamim, that he's chayv one for the Zrik and one for the Allah. Why is that so? To Lahachi Palginu Kra, the Torah separated Halah from the other Avodos. As it says in the Pasuk, Shom Ta'alel L'Sech V'Shom Ta'aseh, which teaches us Halah is a Chiyuv B'fnei Atzmo, a separate independent Chiyuv. As far as all the other Asiyas of a Karban, they form a separate Chiyuv. And even an Asiyah like Zrika, which is derived from the Pasuk of Halah. So the Gemara adds now a din which would be universally accepted, meaning both Rabbi Yavoh and Abai would agree that Shachat Vizorak Vehela is Ledivri HaKol Chayiv Shtayim. Both Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel would agree in this case that he's Chayiv Shtayim according to, and we're going now according to the line of reasoning of Rabbi Yavoh. So he started with the Shechita Bachutz, he went ahead and he was Zorik to Dam Bachutz, now he was Mach to the Basar Bachutz. Because everybody agrees he's Chayiv Shtayim. Now let's think about the number Shtayim here. According to Rabbi Yishmael, he's Chayiv for the Shechita, that's one, and he's Chayiv for the Zrika, that's two. He's Chayiv one Karbon for both Shechita and Zrika because they're both derived from one Pasuk. Now he does the Halah, that's a Chiyuv independent of the first Chiyuv, and that engenders a Karbon unto itself. Rabbi Akiva says that he's Chayuv one Karbon for the Shechita and another Karbon for the Zrika and the Halah, because the Shechita is derived from one Pasuk and the Zrika and the Halah are derived from a different Pasuk. And in truth, Abaye doesn't disagree with this last point. Even according to Abaye, Rabbi Akiva agrees that Yechayiv Shtayim once for the Shechita, once for the Zrika, because these are included on the Pasuk V'Sham Ta'aseh, one for Halah, that is written by itself in the Pasuk Sham Ta'aleh. Let's just review this understanding of Rabbi Yavoh. In a case where he did the Shechita, the Zrika, and the Halah b'chutz, according to Rabbi Yishmael, he's going to be chayv one karbon for both Shechita and Zrika, which are both derived from one pasuk. He's going to be chayv another karbon for the Halah, which is organized by the Torah as a separate chiyuv in a parasha unto itself. According to Rabbi Akiva, he's going to be chayv a separate carbon on the Shechita, which is derived from one pasuk, and then another carbon for both Zrik and Halah that are derived from another pasuk. So that Abai is not cholik, and even according to him, both Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael would say that Yechayv Shtayim in this case, one for the Shechita and the Zrika, according to Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Akiva, in the case of Shechita and Zrika, be chayv shtayim In the case where he was shochet zorik and mala, even Rabbi Akiva holds yechayv shtayim. Once for the Shechita and Zrika, which are included in the same Pasuk V'Sham Ta'aseh, and once for the Halah, that as we said before, is written in a separate pasuk of Shomtal. Now the Braisa wants to clarify, where did he shecht the karbon, such as chayev for shchutei chutz? Tarabonon, we have a Braisa. Now here we're not sure about the girsa. It says b'machane. Okay, we'll read the pasuk. We'll see the word b'machane in the pasuk. Yochal ashochet ola badorom yehi chayev. So in the parash of Shkutei Chutz in Vayikra Yitzayin, it says Ish mi beis Yisrael asher yishchat shor kezev o eiz b'machane. What's this b'machane? O asher yishchat mi chutz l'machane. Is Yochel, says the Braisa, I might say that he's chayev only if he shechts b'chutz l'sholosh machnos. Talmud Lomar Asher yishchat shor kesev o eiz b'machane, mashma even b'toch ha-machane. Okay, we have to see what that means. So again, there was a havamina here that he's only chayev in the case of chutz l'sholosh machnos. The Machne Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar was divided up into three. The Mishkan and the Chatzer is called the Machne Shechina. The Mokom HaChanoyas HaLevim Sovel Mishkan is called Machne Leviya. And the Chanoyas HaShvatim around, that's called Machne Yisrael. And in the Beis HaMikdash we have the Heichal and the Azoros. Up until Shar Nikra, that's called the Machne Shechina. The Ezras Noshim and the Harabayis outside of the Azora is considered Machne Leviya. And Bein Chomos Yerushalayim is considered Machne Yisrael. But now we have a Havamina to say that you're only chayev for chutz, in the case of shchitas chutz, if you shechted it out of shalosh machnos. Now, why is there such a havamina? Because, let's derive that from gzeirah shava, from parim hanisrafim. Like, for example, par kohen mashiach, or par helim dover shel tzibur, where there's no achilas habosar, but rather we burn the bosar chutz l'machne, and in the case of Parma Nisraf and the Sreifa takes place Chutz L'Sholosh Machnos, maybe we should say so too. In the case of Chutz, it's got to be Chutz L'Sholosh Machnos. And for that, we quote the Pasuk Asher Yishchat Shor O Kesev O Eiz B'machne. And we're going to have to understand what is B'machne mean over here, but ultimately we want to derive the conclusion Eiz Chayev outside the Azor, he doesn't have to be outside of Gimel Machnos, outside of Yerushalayim. Says Gemara says Iba Machne, since the Torah says Ba Machne, which sounds like it means Betocha Machne, is Yochel, I might think that the Shochet Ola Bidrom Ha Azora. Now again, the Azor we said is the Machne Shechina. And he went ahead and he shechted the karbon ola bidorom. Now, an ola is kodshei kodshim and it needs shechita v'tzofon. So I might think that if a person was shochet an ola bidorom, is yehi chayav? Because again, the din of kodshei kodshim is b'tzofon and he did it bidorom. And maybe that itself is considered chutz. So the Braisa answers, Talmud Lomer, the Pasuk says, mi chutz la machane, which is mashma chutz mi sholosh hamachnos. Now, why would the word chutz la machane indicate chutz la sholosh machnos? So the answer is because at the beginning of the Pasuk it says ba machane, and the end of the Pasuk it says chutz la machane. Ismach chutz l'machne means that outside of sholosh machnes, it's a mokum that's miyuchad she'ein roi l'shchitas kodshim u'l'shchitas kol zevach, even kodshikalim. So again, when it says b'machta at the beginning of the pasuk, and at the, it says chutz lo machta at the end of the pasuk, so we're going to make a hekesh. We're going to say chutz lo machna at the end of the pasuk is chutz lo sholosh machnos, which is a makom miyuchad that is not roy l'shkita's kodshim, or for that matter, the shkita of any zevach, even kodshim kalin, is so to b'machna that it says at the beginning of the pasuk. At the end of the pasuk, I meant to say b'machne. That's a makom that's not roy for shkitas any of the zvachim, and that's machne levia. And as we said before, machne levia is the equivalent in the Beis Hamikdash of the Ezras Noshim. Is yotza dorom sha'afal pisha ein roy l'shchitas kodshe kodshim roy l'shchitas kodshim kalim. So the pasuk ba machne at the beginning of the pasuk, again the end of the pasuk says chutz mi chutz l'machne, but the ba machne at the beginning is also a case that's not roy l'shchit of any zevach, and that's called machne levir, which is outside the Azor, is Yotza Dorom. And now we're excluding the Dorom of the Azor. Sha'afal Pishain Royal Shkitas Kodshim Kodshim, but Royal Shkitas Kodshim Kalim. And here the word Machne is interpreted to mean that it's not Roy for any Shkit of any Zavah, but here it's Roy in the Dorom for Shkitas Kodshim Kalim. They can be Shechted anywhere in the Azor. So therefore, that's not a Mokom in the Azor. That Dorum in the Azor is not considered a Mokum that's not royal Shkitas called Zevach, and therefore even if he shechted Kodshe Kodshim, that's not considered Shochet Bachutz, and he's Potter. And the Gemara wants to derive from this Braisa the din of Shochat Al Gaga Echal. Is Omar Ula, since this braisa clarifies that a mokum that's not roy l'shchitas kol zevach is considered chutz, is therefore shochet al gagol shel mizbeach chayav, hoil v'ein gagol shel heichal roy l'shchitas kol zevach, even kodshim kalim. So the gag of the heichal is not roy for any shchit of any zevach, even for kodshim kalim. And that's a sugya in Masechta Shavuos on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara now asks the following kash on Ula Maskif La Rava Im Kain, if you're going to tell me that if he shechts the carbon on the gag of the Heichal, he should be chayov, and he's chayv karis for shkutei chutz, because it's not roy l'shkitas called zevach, is nichtov kra. Let the pasuk write just the psukim of Michutz Lamachene, or Bamachene and Chutz Lamachene, v'lo boi, v'el Pesach ol moed lo hevio. Because once it says Michutz Lamachene, we could derive the exclusion of Shchita, of a Shchita of an Ola in the Drom HaZora, and Mibim HaMachene, we could derive that it's not necessarily exclusively Chutz L'Sholosh Machnos, because vadai lo ba le pesach ol moed, so el pesach ol moed lomali, and the answer is, says Rava, my lav le meute gago, that the Torah wants to exclude gago shel heichal because he brought the carbon el pesach ol moed into the azara, and he's no longer considered a shochet pachutz, and he's potter. And that's against Ula, who says Shochet al Gago Shalechol Chayav. So Gemara asks Ula Rava, who says that you're potter in the case of Shchita al Gago Shalhechal, because of the limud from El Pesach o El Moed, which is mashma, that all of the Azor, any part of the Azor, even the Gago Shalhechal, is considered El Pesach o El Moed, and there's no Shchutei Chutz, in Cain, Nichtov El Pesach o El Moed, which would exclude the case of a Shochet al Gaga Hechal, or a shochet ola badorom, shebo el pesach ol moed, because in these cases it did come into the ol moed, into the azara, it's mashma from this that the machna leviyah he should be chayev. Why? Because lo ba el pesach ol moed. And then the psukim ba machna and michutz la machna, from which we derive the conclusion that even in the machna, in a mokum shein a royal shchitas called zevach yischayev, is lovely. These are superfluous, unnecessary. Lav la suye. This is only because the pasuk wants to tell us the ribui of gago, that gago shel heichal is chayav for shchutei chutz, like we saw in Ula. The pasuk el pesach el moed we have to use for a different drasha. So the Gemara answers the shita of Rava here. Omar Rav Mori, the psukim b'machna and michutz l'machna were formulated lisuye to include the shchita behemas karbon shekulam b'fnim ba'zora v'tzavara b'chutz. He shechts the animal inside the azora, but the tzavara of the animal is b'chutz. Again, I don't know exactly how you engineer such a thing. I don't have a picture of it here. We need a pirush chai. But somehow the animal is bifnim, but it sticks its neck out bachutz, and he does the shchit on the neck, and therefore b'metzius, where is the shchita being performed? It's being performed on the neck that's outside the azara, and therefore he's chayav. So the Gemara asks, if you're going to say that tzavara is bachutz, is pshita, amai kapit rachmana, ashchita, shchita bachutzi, the whole Isser here is because he shechted bachutz. If the tzavara of the hema is outside, it's shchita bachutz. So why do I need a separate ribui b'machna and chutz l'machna to include the case of tzavar bachutz? Ella, says the Gemara, the psukim of b'machne and michutz l'machne, according to Rava, is lasuye, they were formulated to include a shkita of kula bachutz v'tzavara bifnim, the exact opposite case than the one that we discussed earlier. It means the animal is bachutz, but it sticks its neck inside the azara, tzavara bifnim, and even though he shechts it bifnim, since the karbon is now bachutz, therefore he's chayv for shchutei chutz. Now the Gemara is going to bring a machlokas amoroim about mala kodshim bachutz after the churban habayis. Would he be chayv or would he be potter? In other words, does this chiyuv kares of ma'ila kodesh b'chutz apply b'zman hazeh? And we're going to take a break now because the hour is late, and Emirtz Hashem will pick this up in the next year tomorrow on Daf Kuf Zayin Amud Beis, and we're about, I would say, 2/3 of the way down. We're up to the word Itmar.